Hi, this is Javi. How can I help you?
Hey, I was wondering about how to do in-home health care for someone that works through a friend.
So you have like a loved one that you want to take care of?
Yes.
Do they have Medicaid?
Do you have Medicaid? No.
So that what so can you be eligible for Medicaid maybe? Because we only work with Medicaid. And like
Can you be eligible for Medicaid?
Yeah, it takes some time, though.
they said, yeah, but it'll take some time though. I'm just looking into it, is all I'm doing it. Because
Okay,
I
sure.
mean,
Just
I'm
hold
kind
on.
of
Let me. I'm
interested
gonna
in
check
doing
for you. Just hold
it.
on.
There's one thing they need from me from Medicaid, and
I can help you sign up for Medicaid because I've done it. I've done my Medicaid myself. I mean, I have two different Medicaids. I have one Medicaid insurance, and I have one Medicaid through Michael's work. So I have two different insurances that I go through.
the lady I was working for, she helped me out as far as I could. Oh, the green pile's mine, the white pile's yours. Because mine's green and dark. That's what happens. I get around any kind of smoke or something.
You still there?
Oh, she's.
Okay, I was just making sure that my phone didn't mess up. Let me get my drink really quick.
Okay, so let me see. What is the patient's first and last name? Let me just check here. About
Ray
the.
Carter.
Okay, just hold on.
And what is her date of birth?
10/28/63.
10/28/63.
Okay. 10/28/1963. And
And
you
his name
said
is Ray
Ray?
Carter.
How do I spell his first name? Ray?
Yep.
And last name is Carter?
Yep. Carter.
Okay. And 10/28/1963. Let me see if it comes up something. Actually, I do see that he has perfect Medicaid. It's actually active. Is his address on 209 West Edgewood Avenue?
Yes.
Okay,
Yeah, it
actually,
is.
it sounds perfect.
Your
So we can
Medicaid is
actually sign
active.
him up right now. His Medicaid is fully active, and we can sign him up right now and get him approved. And you can help him and get paid for that. We can do
Okay.
that for you. So,
You
yeah.
told mine
So
that his Medicaid is not. I'll be
let me
darned.
see. That's perfect that you called. That's okay.
Beautiful.
And when can I start after I get approved?
You can start. So that's why I'm trying to tell you that it's good to start the process early. So basically, it could take like, 14 business days. But what we do next, what the next step is that we call the state after I take the basic information. We're going to call the state and we're going to tell them that you want to start to be the caregiver with a patient. They're going to take just the basic information as well. And you're going to tell them that you want to be with our agency, and then they're going to put in this request, and it's going to take like about 14 business days, not longer than that.
All right. And then after that, I'll be able to start.
Yep.
Take some time.
14 business days is it. And how much approximately would I be making? I mean,
So
just approximate, not.
our starting pay is about $14.75 an hour. Plus, if you want, you can request a sign-up bonus when signing up. So,
Right.
let me just
And they would
enter the
come find
information.
me somebody.
And how many hours is he allowed by chance?
So that's what I'm saying, that we're going to call the
One day
state,
at a
and the
time.
state will schedule an assessment date where an assessor will come to the patient's home and evaluate how many hours the patient is approved for.
Okay.
Yeah, but just hold on a sec.
And would I need to be here whenever that assessor gets here? Since I'm the one that's wanting to help.
Hold on a sec. Damn. Patience.
I'm just asking questions. I've never done this before.
But be patient. Let her do what she needs to do. She'll get back with you. For sure. I just referred you to them because that's who I was working with. I'm still signed up with them to work up North Stratford. Exactly between
okay.
Northfield and
so,
Stratford.
In what county do you live in?
Crane, Barry, or I think
Stone.
Stone
Sorry,
County?
It's not Barry County.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so what is the caregiver's name? What is your first and last name?
My first and last name is Alicia Savannah Dotson,
how
but
do I spell it?
His name is Ray Carter.
I need the caregiver's name. How do I spell your name?
A-L-L-E-C-Y-S. Savannah,
A-L-L-E-C-Y-S.
Y-S, yes, Savannah, S-A-V-A-N-N-H-A, Dotson, D-O-T-S-O-N.
Okay, so let me just get your first name again. A-L-L-E-C-Y-S.
Yep.
Okay. And what is your phone number? The number you called, right? That's your phone number, the 636. Is that his phone number or your phone number?
Yep. Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
that's my
3506. And does he have a phone number, Ray?
Yes. What is your phone number?
417.
417.
229.
229.
648.
6481?
64.
81?
No.
Oh, 6.
I got to look it up. I haven't called myself in a long time. 6482.
6482 is his number.
Okay, perfect. And does he have his social security number for me?
Do you have a social security number?
Yes, I do. Do you?
Yeah.
Well, which one does she want?
Which one do you want,
the
mine
patient.
Or his?
I know. I need the patients. I don't need information from the caregiver, just the phone number.
491.
I didn't hear that.
491.
Okay.
491.
80.
80.
2938.
2938.
Okay. Thank you for that. Just hold on. And how is he related to you?
He's my cousin.
Okay. No problem.
Sorry, my name got switched whenever, my last name got switched whenever I got married. My name was Alicia Savannah Carter, but I got recently married, so my last name did change to Dotson.
Okay.
If that's
I'm
why
gonna
you're
write it
asking.
Dotson, right?
So yeah, he's my cousin.
Okay. No, I'm just asking because I need to know if it's my spouse, that's why.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and just hold on, let me see.
Microphone cord.
Hello. What were you saying? I'm sorry.
Just hold on a second.
Okay.
Just hold on, let me see. Okay, so what I'm gonna do now is I'm gonna connect you to the state, and so let me just text you information. Can I text you to this the phone number that you're talking now, right? I'm gonna text you
Yes.
my
Yes, ma'am.
name. My name is Javi, so I'm just gonna text you the spelling of that. You should know that, and I'm gonna also write include the patient's Medicaid ID number, because sometimes they do ask it from you on the call, so.
Okay.
And I'm going to write you our agency name. We're Deluxe Home Care. They're going to ask you with what agency you want to go, so we're going to say Deluxe Home Care. I'm going to write you a phone number for them.
The what?
I mean, for Deluxe.
Deluxe, okay.
I'm going to send it to you. Just hold on a second. I'm going to write you a phone number where
Okay.
that's the intake phone number, so they just have it. And then I'm going to write you the patient's Medicaid ID number is.
Got it.
Got it? Okay, that's good. Okay. So what I'm gonna do now is I'm gonna actually call you in from my other phone because I do wanna call you from that phone, and I'm gonna transfer this data. Just
Okay.
hold on a second, okay?
Okay.
Just hold on a second.